Wednesday, March 13th, as we come to you live on the Global Star Network. Welcome to the Divided Kingdom. This is Lou Caverly.
And Elizabeth Cabot Caverly.
Tonight we have more, part four of our China-America Chimera Alert. That's America with a K. First, we have just a few news blitz shockers. Strangely, three of them relate to one man, globalist Bill Gates. To begin, from the People's Voice, Sweden's top soccer player fighting for his life following COVID shot. And this came from the People's Voice, as I said, February 27th, 2024. Sweden's top professional soccer player, Christopher Olsen, is fighting for his life in hospital just weeks after getting a COVID vaccine. According to Danish club Midtjylland Lane, where Christopher Olsen has been playing since the summer of 2022, he lost consciousness on Tuesday a week ago and was rushed to hospital in Aarhus. SVT.se reports, it is supposed to be a brain disease. And according to the club, several of Denmark's leading experts are working to make a diagnosis and ensure that he receives the right treatment. Christopher Olsen has played 47A international matches since he debuted in 2017. In addition to two stays in Midtjylland, he has represented AIK, Russian Krasnodar, Belgian Anderlecht, and was a youth professional in the English big club Arsenal. And then we have, also from the People's Voice, NATO gives Ukraine permission to use F-16 jets to attack targets inside Russia. This was dated February the 24th, 2024, by Neam Harris. A NATO official confirmed with the Financial Times on Thursday that NATO Secretary John Stoltenberg meant that Kiev's right to self-defense included striking Russian military targets outside of Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin has repeatedly warned against Ukraine using its Western-supplied equipment to launch attacks on Russian territory, saying doing so could risk escalating the conflict. The warnings had originally made allies like the United States hold off on supplying Kiev with long-range weapons capable of reaching Russia. But NATO allies have since given Ukraine such arms. Putin said last month that Russian investigators found that a U.S.-made Patriot air defense system was used to shoot down an Ilyushin 276 military transport plane while it was in Russian territory. Washington has provided Kiev with several of the surface-to-air systems and additional artillery for the weapons.
These are very serious articles that we are bringing to you, listeners. It is to everyone's advantage that we do not go into the World War III that was envisioned by Mazzini and Albert Pike, the Freemason leader, way back in the last century. This was part of a plan, and the New World Order would like to bring on chaos and confusion and mix into that gambit China. And Russia, we can't fully trust Russia, but it does look as though Putin is doing all the things that we wish Biden were in taking care of his country, the nationalism, and taking care of the Christians there, and not promoting the LGBTQ agenda rapidly, and not removing the organs of young children like in America. And Lou did hear something wonderful today. He heard that the UK has now outlawed puberty-blocking drugs for young people. We say hip, hip, hooray. And now we must move to the idea again of the aborted fetal shots, cell shots, that were part of the COVID-19 travesty. And we've talked in our book, COVID and Coming Chaos, about how a lot of the leaders, like Dr. Franklin Graham, Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist, all of these, plus the Pope, all told their parishioners to get the shot. They would be doing something good for mankind. They would be doing what Jesus would do. But we now find out there really is a deeper underbelly even than what we had put into our book. And, of course, in our book, we did talk about one of the Bible chapels in Charleston, South Carolina, that was doing the inoculations and some of the horrors connected with it. And we, again, want this book to reach Americans, all Americans who are interested and intelligent enough to read it and to be warned. We do hope and pray before we try to sell it at another venue that everyone listening to my voice who can read and cares and wants to know the truth will drop a note to Lou Caverly, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, capital Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609, and just say, please send me a copy of COVID and Coming Chaos. And if you can't remember the title, just say your new book. And if you can, put $5 bills in there to cover the postage, the shipping back to you, or a $5 bill. And if you can't, we just want you to have the book. This is God's book. He made it come in a miracle. You know, originally Lou and I thought we would just have to take binders that we ordered from Amazon or Walmart or somewhere, and we would just have to put them in to sort of like a school notebook. But the book is a magnificently done book. Color photos that you will not forget. There's one of Baphomet. There's one of the Stonehenge falling, the Stonehenge of America, that is, the Guidestones in Elberton, Georgia. There's one of the Vatican vaccinating a child or a person. Coin. You didn't know there was a coin, did you? You'll see all those things if you just write to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And now we're getting into this, the latest information that we have been able to find is how there were a number of these mega Christian pastors, and they were coercing their congregations to take the deadly COVID vaccines. And, of course, we know then the results from VAERS. VAERS claimed it was something like 27,000 deaths, but we have also heard authoritatively that only 1 in 10 cases is reported to VAERS. So that would then up those 27,000 to 2,700,000 deaths from the COVID vaccine. And so what we found out now is there was a COVID-19 community core. And this core had a lot of so-called faith leaders. And their founding members included these faith leaders and faith organizations. And some of them include, now listen to this, the American Baptist Church, Catholic Charities USA. Oh, we've been hearing all about that Jesuit church in El Paso that helped the illegals, and I think Annunciation House. So we can see that the Catholic Church is heavily involved. The Episcopal Church, the National Association of Evangelicals, the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America, and the New York Jewish Agenda. And are we surprised that there was also an ecclesiastical payoff? Now, American Baptist churches in the USA reportedly received $1.5 million in COVID-19 relief bailout money. And these were two forgivable, quote, loans that spanned 2020 and 2021. Now, isn't that an interesting coincidence, Lou Caverly, that these loans were during the period that Operation Warp Speed began?
Well, I don't think it's a coincidence, do you?
No, I don't. It's taking advantage of the thing that's put right on your dinner plate.
Yeah, what's that phrase, a quid pro quo?
Oh, that's right, and who benefits, too?
Yep.
At a national summit for clergy in May 2021, and this, again, was for these faith leaders, NIH Director Francis Collins called, get this, Lou, quote, Reverend Doctor. Doesn't that make
so
you
nice.
Want to puke?
Yeah.
Would address hundreds, claiming that the COVID-19 vaccines were God's literal, quote, answer to prayer, and urging faith leaders to believe that this feel-good inoculation was a, quote, love-your-neighbor moment. I think there is a special corral reserved for Francis Collins in a place that you and I would find unbearably hot. That's my own opinion. If there is such a thing, I think that it is just waiting for a reverend doctor like this man, and I am not God, but I am angry, that perhaps there were some good-hearted clergy who were led astray. There were a lot of others who are those lukewarm people that we've said God in the Bible says he'll spit out of his mouth. Now, we look at the faith for vaccines, and that, listeners, is faith, and then the number four, vaccines. And this was a founding member of the HHS COVID-19 Community Core. And on its website, Faith for Vaccines describes itself as a, quote, multi-faith group of local and national religious leaders seeking, quote, to increase opportunities for faith-based institutions, particularly houses of worship, to engage and support the United States government in its efforts to increase vaccination rates and combat vaccine hesitancy. There, that was Fatherland Security. I guess he came out of his grave because he didn't like this vaccine hesitancy. Faith for Vaccines' top shared goal, it strives to, quote, demonstrate religious communities' trust in the vaccine. So we get further details that Faith for Vaccines, and excuse me if I said before the singular Faith for Vaccine, it is Faith with an S for Vaccines. It held these biweekly roundtables. I think there were about 13 of them, and they were led by faith leaders who used their houses of worship as vaccination sites and had regular connections with the White House COVID-19 Task Force, the CDC, and HHS as part of these biweekly calls. A spinoff called Youth for Vaccines pushed the COVID-19 vaccine among American youth and also held a roundtable discussion, I think, in their own communities. And again, you see, they were using that to pump up these COVID-19 vaccine efforts. It's just unbelievable to know that this is what was going on. Lou, what do you think about this?
Well, it looks to me as if these 1,000 so-called faith leaders and the so-called churches involved were a far greater abomination setting up the killing of innocent men, women, and children than the money changers that Jesus threw out of the temple in his day. Now, next, this one should be a red alert to anyone hearing my voice. From News Addicts, Bill Gates' self-spreading mRNA vaccines are ready to deploy. And this was by Hunter Fielding, February the 26th, 2024. A new form of self-spreading mRNA vaccines has been developed that will allow governments to vaccinate entire populations without the need for injections or individuals' consent. The new technology, which was developed by Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates and his various organizations, is now reportedly, quote, ready to deploy, unquote, to the public. Investigative reporter Jeffrey Jackson brought the alarming reality to light in the publication The High Wire. Jackson explains that Gates' new technology means the ability to, quote, vaccinate, unquote, the entire world without injecting large amounts of the population is upon us. What we're referring to is self-spreading vaccines, a technology that was almost ready to be deployed for the coronavirus pandemic. However, it was ultimately passed at the time for mRNA injections instead. So it would be naive to think 4 years later that global health authorities wouldn't push for its use in the event of another, quote, global health crisis, unquote. The only thing stopping the mass use of this technology is this pesky thing known as informed consent. But the reality is, as evidenced by the COVID era, informed consent is not what it used to be. The whole idea behind self-spreading vaccines is largely grounded in circumventing informed consent. Scientists like to refer to members of the general public consenting to vaccines as, and I think maybe that should be not consenting to vaccines, as behavioral barriers. A scientific paper from Timothy Noton, N-O-T-T-O-N, and others notes, quote, infectious disease control faces significant challenges, including how to therapeutically target the highest risk populations, circumvent behavioral barriers, and overcome pathogen persistence and resistance mechanisms, unquote. A report from the Telegraph notes, quote, in a study from November, the Department of Health stated that self-spreading techniques could eliminate what they call vaccine delay, unquote. The U.S. military and DARPA have also been researching self-spreading vaccines before Gates finally brought the technology to the market. DARPA, in particular, has been exploring antivirals to, quote, evolve, unquote, in real time against new viral strains. However, if a self-spreading vaccine mutates in an unforeseen way, it could potentially pose grave risks for the entire population. Attorney Aaron Seary issued a warning about self-spreading vaccines soon being deployed to the public.
With this product, the whole idea is they release it to basically one person and it spreads to every single person on the globe. So if they mess it up one time, just once, they can mess up the entire world, he emphasized. What might even be the biggest victim, if they ever release this thing, is going to be civil individual rights. Here, they're going to release a product where you're going to have no choice, effectively, but to take it. That is the ultimate crushing of individual and civil rights. And then we move right on in this profile of this one man before we're moving up toward our China information. Now, it's something interesting that we were using an article, and I happened to turn over to the back, and there was this. God brought it right to us again. And it's not as if the globalists are just out there blowing up food production facilities, and they're putting fire in Texas, if they are the ones who did it at the Smokehouse Creek, Texas fire, with all those cattle, the 10,000 cattle being devastated. Again, the ghastliest things are planned for us. And so a year ago, Ebenhoff, January 6th, 2023, had this article, GMO Meat, Bill Gates now spending tens of millions to genetically modify livestock. Natural News, we said. Through a program called UKAID, I guess that's UKAID. UKAID, billionaire eugenicist Bill Gates is funneling millions into efforts to genetically modify the world's livestock, particularly in poorer countries. Since Gates has a fetish for trying to destroy the least among us, Gates claims his efforts are all about helping more animals survive so children in Africa and South Asia have more access to meat, dairy, and eggs. The truth, of course, is that Gates wants to destroy food animals by genetically reprogramming them, making their meat, eggs, and dairy toxic for human consumption. Gates himself would never eat a GMO animal. No, those are for the poor people, and he is spending a lot of money to make it happen. Related, Bill Gates hijacked humanitarian aid years ago and turned it into a vehicle for pushing the GMO agenda. The expose speculates that Gates is also trying to seize hold of all food sources for the world's poorest, tying the latest UK aid scheme to the One Health agenda of EcoHealth Alliance's Peter Daszak, Jeffrey Sachs, and Tony Fauci. One Health is a program of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and Davos to allow a total globalist takeover of agricultural management, including both livestock and plants, as well as the lands where wild animals live. Gates is directly involved in this attempted takeover, having visited Scotland in 2018 to announce the launch of a new global, quote, food security, end of quote, scheme, which a local professor described this way. It's not just about agriculture and food supply systems, but about politics, governance, environmental change, so many different aspects of it.
The Gates Foundation is partnered with DFID, that is, UK Department for International Development, on a great number of things, Gates announced. And among those are work we do together on livestock, helping animals survive, either by having vaccines or better genetics, unquote. At one point, Gates pledged $40 million to create a super cow. That's in quotes, a super cow, which he says can, quote, end world poverty, unquote. Various media sources reported this as Gates attempting to crossbreed cattle, quoting him saying the following, livestock is magical. You can sell the output, and that's money for school fees. You can keep the output, and that's diet diversification, unquote. So far, Gates has funneled $182.4 million into a program called the Global Alliance for Livestock Veterinary Medicines. And that's is an acronym, G-A-L-V-M-E-D, GALVMED, that seeks to exploit the world's livestock for his vaccination and DNA modification endeavors. One glaring reason why we know this is all a farce is the fact that Gates remains a diehard proponent of plant-based dietary regimens. He invested in Beyond Meat and has been part of the anti-meat green agenda for quite some time, while at the same time, we are told, advocating for more meat consumption for poor people. And I think we go to you, Elizabeth. Am I right about that now?
I think so. I believe so. Unless you have some things there on January 6th people. Do you not have some of those things?
No, I don't seem to have those
okay.
right now.
All right. I think then that we go to the last one about Bill. Dengue fever epidemic plagues Brazil after Bill Gates' GMO mosquitoes released. Now, this was February 26, 2024, at the People's Voice. Dengue fever is sweeping across Brazil in 2024 following the release of millions of Bill Gates' genetically modified mosquitoes. In the first 5 weeks of 2024, over 364,000 cases of dengue infection have been reported, according to the country's health ministry, which is a 400% increase from the same period in 2023. Infowars.com reports, the dramatic spike in dengue cases has prompted Brazil to purchase millions of doses of the dengue vaccine. And The Guardian says, the rapid spread of dengue has caused 40 confirmed deaths, the ministry said, and a further 265 are being investigated. Brazil has bought 5.2 million doses of the dengue vaccine, Qdenga, and that's Q-D-E-N-G-A, developed by Japanese drug maker Takeda, with another 1.32 million doses provided at no cost to the government, a ministry statement said. Three Brazilian states have declared emergencies, including the second most populous state, Gerais, and the federal district where the capital, Brasilia, is located and is facing an unprecedented rise in infections. Brasilia will start vaccinating children aged 10 to 14 on Friday with Qdenga, the local government said on Wednesday. Cases of dengue in Brasilia since the start of the year have exceeded the total for the whole of 2023, with a rate of infection of 1,625 cases per 1,000 inhabitants, compared with the national average of just 170.
The UN's World Mosquito Program announced in 2023 a plan to release billions of gene-edited mosquitoes in Brazil over a 10-year period in a bid to eradicate dengue fever in the country. Quote, Brazilian health officials in five cities have been releasing clouds of lab-grown Aedes aegypti mosquitoes infected with Wolbachia, I guess that's pronounced Wolbachia bacteria, which prevents dengue virus transmission to humans, Harvard Public Health reported in August 2023. The country will be the first to launch a nationwide program to release Wolbachia-modified mosquitoes, which are expected to protect up to 70 million people from dengue fever over the next 10 years, and is building a factory to scale up mosquito production. Beginning in 2024, the factory will mass-produce 5 billion, that's with a B, 5 billion mosquitoes a year, unquote. Now, a year after the mosquito initiative began, dengue cases have risen sharply rather than fallen. Notably, the World Mosquito Program received a $50 million grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is also bankrolling research into the dengue fever vaccine. The Brazilian government purchased over 5 million doses of the Quidenga dengue fever vaccine, manufactured by Japanese drug maker Takeda, which also received millions of dollars in grants from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. In other words, Bill Gates Foundation money is involved in all sides of the situation, from the gene-edited mosquitoes, which have apparently exacerbated the dengue crisis, to bankrolling companies who are providing the in-demand dengue fever vaccine to Brazil. To what end? And now, this is Lou speaking. We will concentrate on our China.
And it really, we've amalgamated two words, China-America.
That's right. Our
with China-America. The K in America.
That's right.
Chimera.
That's right. China-America, Chimera coverage.
And we hope we'll get this all finished to give you everything tonight. If not, very soon in the future we will. We are going to have a guest next Wednesday, Pastor Phil Arms. So let's move right into it then. I guess I have 9A, don't I?
Well, now I have number 7.
Oh, yeah,
so
you start.
Lead off.
Yes, you do.
This is from Natural News. Claim, China secretly arming American criminals with machine guns. This is by Ethan Huff, March 7th, 2024. As part of an alleged disintegration warfare strategy, Communist China is said to be arming American criminals with machine guns in order to take down the country from within. Breitbart News contributor, senior contributor, Peter Schweitzer claims this and more in a new book he wrote called Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. In it, Schweitzer says, powerful Chinese companies are flaying America with auto sear switches, which are small metal devices, also known as Glock switches, that convert ordinary handguns into machine guns. For most gun owners in the United States, auto sear switches are illegal. Even so, they are being shipped in boxes to America by the thousands from China, according to Schweitzer. Along with fentanyl, Communist China is sending these auto sear switches to the U.S. for the purpose of destabilizing the nation. Or, as Schweitzer puts it, to, quote, sow chaos and death inside the U.S.
And let me interrupt Lou Caverly. This
yes.
is Elizabeth Cuppett Caverly. If you do not think this information is pertinent, then why did our program title that our webmistress put on our website disappear? The China America Chimera disappeared. Once before, we lost our website because we went to correct a spelling of the name of Ralph Barrick. Ralph Barrick, so integral to the development of the COVID situation. So we're telling you that if you value getting hard-hitting news, you must help us if you can. And that is, you can send some cash, a money order, whatever you can send to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. This is something to be getting these weapons that would be illegal for you and I to purchase here. But they're coming. Go ahead, Lou.
Chinese leaders themselves admit to going after the soft underbelly of America in terms of politics, economics, and the spirit and psychology of its people. Schweitzer warns, quote, it is based on the ancient Chinese strategist and general Sun Tzu's teachings on how to win a war without fighting. The strategy is aimed at undermining a rival country's national will, values, and cohesion. And it mentions here, related article, last summer we asked the question, is Communist China planning to attack the United States? Perhaps this is how. Going on with the article, we have a subtitle, China Drugging and Gunning America to Death. Auto sear switches first started arriving in the U.S. in bulk around 2018, not long after Donald Trump was elected president. Law enforcement documents suggest most of them are making their way into the hands of felons and criminal gangs all across the country. Roughly the size of a penny, auto sear switches are generally illegal in America, except for law enforcement personnel and select others who obtain federal license requirements and undergo an extensive criminal background check. Chinese websites translated into English sell Autosphere switches to people everywhere in the world, outside the bounds of the law. As a result, machine gun fire incidents in the U.S. increased by 4,200%. Yes, you heard that right, 4,200% between 2019 and 2021. That means 42 times as much. Keep in mind that Autosphere switches can also be produced at home using 3D printers, so not all of this is China's fault. Even so, the, quote, vast majority on the street, unquote, according to Switzer, came from China. As law enforcement catches on to China's shipping tactics for Autosphere switches, the communist regime is starting to shift its tactics by shipping the devices through Mexico instead, after which they are smuggled across America's open borders into the U.S. Switzer contends, quote, this is a strikingly similar replay of the China government's strategy with fentanyl. When U.S. authorities successfully began blocking shipments sent from China via mail or parcel, Chinese sellers switched to a land bridge in Mexico to continue supplying these devices to criminals in the United States. And here we have a warning from the Department of Homeland Security. Quote, this is delivery saturation. Delivery saturation around the United States, warned the Department of Homeland Security in an internal memo obtained by the author with a map showing that distribution is concentrated in major cities including Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Detroit, Miami, Washington, New York, and Philadelphia. Another thing China is flooding America with is firearm suppressors, also known as silencers. Beginning around 2019, a huge influx of suppressors started making their way into the U.S. from China and are now in the hands of criminal gangs and drug cartels. And Switzer notes, quote, no American president appears to have brought this up with Beijing in consultations with President Xi. And he goes on to say, President Biden has pressed for gun restrictions on ordinary Americans, but has never publicly discussed this problem where criminal elements are gaining access to machine guns courtesy of Chinese manufacturers' illegal shipments, unquote. And now, Elizabeth, I think we go to you.
And I believe there were some sources listed there that you could find something at Communist China News.
Yes,
let me see that source.
Yes, more related news can be found at communistchina.news.
All right, that's good.
Yes.
And now we go to WorldNet Daily. Probe finds strange communication devices on Chinese cranes in U.S. ports. And, of course, this is, again, a more recent article, WorldNet Daily, at March 7th. And you've been listening to our past three or four programs to hear about the loony balloons, the possible surveillance balloons that are at various areas, 60,000 feet above the U.S., looking at some of our military installations. So you will want to, if you haven't heard those programs, go to DividedKingdomRadio.com. DividedKingdomRadio.com. Go into our listening archives for March 6th, 7th, and then the programs this week. So the Daily Caller, Jake Smith, this was reprinted by WorldNet Daily. A congressional investigation has discovered strange communication equipment on Chinese-built cargo cranes at U.S. seaports, the Wall Street Journal reported on Thursday. Rather than building them domestically at potentially higher costs, the U.S. relies heavily on Chinese-built cargo cranes that are relatively cheap to produce and equip at seaports across the country. The congressional probe discovered that several of these cranes, built by Chinese mega manufacturer ZMPC, contain communications devices that were not requested or don't appear to support standard operations, heightening existing espionage concerns, according to the Wall Street Journal. U.S. intelligence has warned that Chinese cranes equipped with an array of sensors and equipment could be exploited by Beijing as part of China's larger effort to disrupt national security through several fronts. Beijing continues to insist the U.S.'s national security concerns about Chinese-built cranes are, quote, entirely paranoia and constitute, quote, an abuse of national power to obstruct normal economic and trade cooperation. According to the WSJ, Beijing is looking for every opportunity to collect valuable intelligence and to position themselves to exploit vulnerabilities by systematically burrowing into America's critical infrastructure, including the maritime sector. Republican Tennessee Representative Mark Green, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, told the Wall Street Journal the United States has clearly overlooked this threat for far too long.
Some of the devices discovered through the probe included over a dozen cellular modems on crane components at one U.S. port and a modem at a server room at another port, according to the Wall Street Journal. It isn't unusual that such equipment would be found in these ports, but it's often used to monitor and track operations remotely. But several ports with ZMPC cranes didn't even ask for that capability. One port told Congress in December they were aware such modems were installed on cranes, but did not know why they were there, according to the WSJ. And here we have a quote. We are unsure who installed the modems as they were on the cranes when we first saw them in China, the port told the House Homeland Security Committee in a December letter. The port explained in the letter that the modems were believed to be installed in 2017, around the time the cranes were being built in China, before delivery to the U.S. The modems were removed in October 2023. In a separate letter sent last week, the Homeland Security Committee told ZMPC that the unexplained equipment does not, quote, contribute to the operation of the ship-to-shore cranes or maritime infrastructure and is not part of any existing contract between ZPMC and the receiving U.S. maritime port, unquote, according to the WSJ. The letter noted that several of ZMPC's cranes were built at a base at the Changxing island of Shanghai, adjacent to a Chinese naval shipbuilding yard. The Homeland Security Committee told ZMPC it was aware that the company made repeated requests for remote access to cranes and infrastructure at U.S. seaports, according to WSJ. The Biden administration announced in February that it would invest over $20 billion, that's with a B, $20 billion in the production of domestically built cranes in a bid to move away from Chinese manufactured versions, citing cybersecurity and espionage concerns. More broadly, U.S. intelligence agencies have raised alarm that China-backed cyber operations are targeting key American infrastructure systems, such as water or energy plants. ZMPC did not immediately respond to a request for comment.
And Lou, that completes that article, doesn't it?
Yes, I believe
and,
that does.
And I think in the interest of time and with the urgent development that there's a 500% increase in the Chinese military-age men illegals coming across the border near San Diego, we must now jump. I'm jumping to 10A, and we're going to get the idea later about China's covert genetic bioweapons to target races. They're trying to get our DNA. But I think it's very important now that we move to the article. Sources. China preparing for D-Day invasion of the continental United States with forces to land on the beaches of California as Biden and Newsom serve as China's accomplices. And so this was Friday, May 20th, 2022, by Mike Adams. And I think we must hear this because there are some things that might not be going to happen tomorrow, but they might happen the day after tomorrow. Natural News leaked audio that appears to have originated from a meeting of China's top war generals reveals elaborate plans for a land invasion in the near future, waged by the People's Liberation Army, PLA, and augmented with cyber warfare, orbital space weapons, and the activation of CCP, that's Communist China Party, civilians currently embedded in corporations and governments around the world. And, Lou, we have to interrupt that some of those parts being sent to up the ammo, the automatics, and those other things, they may be given to some of these people lying in wait. These people rumored and heard about by broadcaster Hawk, who might be in the Maine woods, who might be in the smoky wilderness part of Tennessee. So we have to know what Mike Adams thought there in May of 2022. back to the article. This is the bombshell that has emerged from the leaked audio out of China, for which a full English translation and transcript has now been published by whistleblower Jennifer Zhang at this link. The English translation is somewhat rough, but still very useful. Some of the highlights of all this are that no one can yet prove this is the active plan of China at this moment, but it appears that such plans are being actively pursued. And then going along with that, appearing the very same day that year at WorldNet Daily, May 20th, 2022, we had this. Satellite images show China staging mock attacks on U.S. Navy ships. Practice targets built in remote Taklamakan Desert. And this was from Just the News. While the international defense community watches the progress of war in Ukraine, analysts are closely tracking signs that China is sharpening its ability to hit U.S. aircraft carriers, intelligence sources said. Key evidence comes from recently surfaced satellite photos depicting mock targets that were built in the remote Taklamakan Desert of northwest China. These absolutely are genuine images, and we have every reason to monitor this closely, one analyst told Just the News. The intelligence contact made the comments while attending the annual Special Operations Forces Industry Conference in Tampa, Florida, and spoke on condition of anonymity.
And now,
more from the Mike Adams article that China preparing for the D-Day invasion.
And which...
And I believe that would be...
Which one would that be?
After 11-something.
Well, I have a 10B. Perhaps that's it.
That's it. That's it, definitely.
Some other points. China's shutdowns of Shanghai and Beijing were actually a cover story to allow the military to use seaport infrastructure to load cargo ships with military supplies in preparation for a large-scale D-Day land invasion. Although the United States is not specifically mentioned in the leaked audio, the preparations refer to a, quote, final war, unquote, and are deemed far too extensive to be merely targeting Taiwan. The invasion forces would cross the Pacific disguised as merchant ships / cargo ships. Once they arrive within short-range rocket range, containers on the tops of these ocean vessels would open up and launch short-range rockets, including tactical battlefield nuclear weapons, striking National Guard and military bases in California. Chinese troops would then land on the beaches. They would seize the ports, such as Long Beach, then use the ports to land heavier ships, which would offload armor, artillery, and other heavy weapons of war. From there, China would have established a beachhead, similar to the way Allied forces stormed the beaches of Normandy in World War II. Both China and Russia have pre-staged large caches of weapons, uniforms, RPGs, automatic weapons, night vision equipment, and other military gear across the United States, county by county. These equipment caches will be activated when the CCP and Russian civilians are told to, quote, go hot, unquote, and begin carrying out domestic sabotage operations targeting the U.S. power grid, fuel refineries, railways, and other infrastructure targets. From the transcript of the leaked audio, quote, we should take the way of using civilians to cover and support the military. We will mobilize overseas Chinese and overseas Chinese organizations to actively participate in supporting our military operations, unquote. China is deliberately stockpiling massive quantities of food supplies, grains, microchips, ammunition, commodities, and other items in preparation for being economically cut off by the West, just as the U.S. and NATO did to Russia. This further implies that China is preparing to attack the West and is anticipating the West's response by watching what the U.S. and NATO have done to Russia. China is actively converting its economy from a normal peacetime operation to a wartime operation. And China's military leaders cite their, quote, success, unquote, with COVID lockdowns as proof that their command and control dominance over domestic operations will keep them in power. From other sources, we now also know that China is taking active steps in global currency wars to dump the dollar, dump all dollar treasury debt and prepare for a global dollar collapse. This invasion plan has all been aided by Governor Newsom and the Democrats of California outlawing AR-15s and normal capacity magazines, causing the people of California to be ill-equipped to defend themselves against invading enemy forces. California Governor Newsom is complicit in the entire operation, has been paid off with $500 million in laundered money that the state of California first transferred to China as part of a $1 billion PPE purchase scheme, which resulted in $500 million going back to Newsom and his treasonous co-conspirators. Newsom literally used taxpayer funds and China money laundering to pay himself $500 million in kickbacks, believed to be denominated in gold, cash, and crypto. China's goal is to exterminate every last American in North America, then conquer the fertile farmlands of the Midwest, which are desperately needed by China to produce the crops that will feed its people and support China's global expansion toward world dominance. The long-standing military posture of China includes a plan to exterminate every American, including all the illegals who currently reside in the USA. China can raise up to 100 million military troops over time, flooding CONUS, C-O-N-U-S, with a seemingly endless stream of combat troops. From the leaked audio transcript, you can see China's preparedness activities involving ocean vessels and how they're being readied for war. Commanders, regarding the formation of the fleet and the distribution of personnel and equipment, we are prepared to arrange it this way. First, equip the ships with strong cadres according to the different support items and specific uses. They are formed into three brigades, 45 squadrons, and 135 detachments. We have prepared 231 cadres to accompany the ships. Three of them are in regimental positions, 45 battalion positions, and 183 other military cadres. Second, optimize the ship's militia. Equip them with the main crew, veterans, and equipment in a mixed mode. The transportation ships are mainly manned with defense forces, medical personnel, and correspondents. 10,000-ton ships are equipped with a platoon, 1,000-ton ships with a squad, and 100-ton ships with a squad. Each group of the militia is mainly composed of defense forces and main equipment operators. Third, load the ships with high-tech equipment. Follow the latest task needs of the maritime militia and equip the militia with a variety of unmanned equipment, radar, sonar, and other high-tech equipment. Altogether, there are more than 2,000 sets. End of report. The transcript also makes reference to elements of drone warfare, cyber warfare, and space weapons, specifically mentioning Huawei as a large company whose resources are needed to support China's war efforts. Now, I guess we go to you,
well,
Elizabeth.
Well, you know, I'm just left speechless because this is very important information to get out. Very, very important. When we think about the way America is going, it doesn't repent of the using those shots, the COVID shots that have killed so many, when it is really linked to those aborted fetal cells. It doesn't repent about so many things, and yet it could be a beautiful country. We need deep prayer for our country, and we will not be saved by just the Republican Party that supposedly is ditching purity and going to have electability. Well, God might elect 100 million Chinese to get right into their ships and start for Long Beach before we know it. And, you know, now as we give these warnings, we have another article here that was back in 2020. By Zoe Skye at Natural News, Western Canada has already fallen to communist China. America may have a chance, but only if it stands united. And so, Lou, you'll be looking there, I think, for 12B. Sarah Westall, the host of the nationally syndicated show Business Game Changers, recently talked to Kevin Annett to discuss the buildup of Chinese troops in Canada and what this means for America and the rest of the world. The pair also discussed how to fight back against Chinese tyranny. Fighting back means changing your mindset. Annette is a seventh-generation Canadian of Scots-Irish Métis ancestry. He is a leader of the Global Common Law Movement and of the International Tribunal into Crimes of Church and State. He works actively with many victims of crimes against humanity in Canada and around the world. A Nobel Peace Prize nominee, award-winning author and human rights figure, Annette was born on the prairies in West Coast. He is a former United Church minister. In 1995, he first exposed and documented genocide by church and crown in the Indian residential schools. Annette explained that to make a difference, people should remove their mental constraints and realize their own right to sovereignty. Annette, who has been thoroughly investigating the Chinese developments on Canadian and American borders, has personally seen Asian troops doing maneuvers on Salt Spring Island. He also checked out a YouTube video featuring Chinese women in military fatigues jogging down the island, which is near Vancouver Island on the west coast. When Annette went over to investigate, he saw army vehicles without insignias. The cars were khaki-colored, but they were obviously not Canadian military vehicles. He also brought up two other reports about Chinese naval maneuvers near, I believe that is Comox, C-O-M-O-X, right where the main U.S. and Canadian naval bases are. Acts of treason in Canada. The trouble in Canada first began when the Trudeau government committed two acts of treason. First was when they removed all restrictions on Chinese foreign investment in Canada. Second, Canada brought in the Foreign Investment Protection Act within 1 week of Trudeau coming to power. FIPA allows China to station security troops, including the military, on Canadian soil. Another indicator is that one of the few remaining artillery regiments in the Canadian Army on the West Coast, stationed at Seaford Armories in Vancouver, was withdrawn and to the east. They're not in British Columbia, B.C. anymore. Why would Canada pull out some of its last land military units from Vancouver?
One of the many ways that China is coming in is through the superport in Prince Rupert, a port city in the province of British Columbia, Canada. The city is also close to where a lot of indigenous families and women have gone missing. If you trace the line where a lot of these disappearances have happened, it's right along the line of the liquefied natural gas, LNG, sites now owned by China, said Annette. After many years of working with indigenous people from Prince Rupert, witnesses, journalists, and police officers have told Annette that death squads sponsored by China are operating to terrorize people off the land and secure it. Aside from acquiring the LNG, that is liquefied natural gas, in the area, these death squads are setting out to settle Chinese colonists who have come in illegally. These colonists will then be settled through North and Central British Columbia. Chinese funding is behind the brewing civil war in America. Westall then brought up how in America, the Western states are seceding if Donald Trump wins the presidential elections. She added the governors from these states might be in league with the Chinese. Annette agreed, saying that China owns more than a third of U.S. debt, along with politicians on both sides of the aisle. It shouldn't be surprising that politicians in America and in Canada are directly on Beijing's payroll. Annette suggested that the civil war being incited across America is made possible because of Chinese funding. As students of Sun Tzu and the Art of War, it makes sense that China would try to defeat a bigger enemy by getting it to destroy itself from within.
And we just note, Lou, this is Elizabeth, that this was before the ill-fated presidential election of 2020. So continue there.
And I'll just repeat that part of the sentence. As students of Sun Tzu and the Art of War, it makes sense that China would try to defeat a bigger enemy by getting it to destroy itself from within, instead of attacking America head-on. He warned that the public must stop fighting each other and unite to face China, their common enemy. And that ends, I believe, that election.
Now, we can sum up here. We have a lot of circumstantial evidence here, don't we?
Yes, we do.
A man who fought for the rights of the native Indian people, you would think that he has a pretty good conscience. And when he saw these people, was an eyewitness to these women in military fatigues. He was an eyewitness to this covert Chinese buildup there. We can see that Canada is not immune from it. We can see that our southern borders are not immune. We're getting this uptick in the military-age Chinese men coming in there near San Diego. It was up by 500% early this year over the same time last year. We're getting these reports from Hawk. And do keep this aging broadcaster in your prayers for a miracle from God Almighty. We need him at this time. He was dying of lung cancer. But God may not be finished with Hawk. We know that God spared our old colleague, Pastor Carl Sanders, in the 1990s. He was dying of colon cancer, but God spared him to live into the 2000s, and he was on with us on the Divided Kingdom radio program. So, you know, God is still on the throne. God has created the world, despite what the World Economic Forum might think. God is God. And so we know that prayers do pay off. Prayers of repentant hearts, that is. We don't tell God what to do, but we do pray that all of you will take this information that we've given you tonight very, very seriously, and that you will pray. You will repent in your own lives. You will repent on a daily basis, and you will communicate with God and ask him what he wants you to do. The meaning of your life, you see, was outlined. He said he created us in our mother's wombs, and he has a plan for us. And just think, whatever your plan is, perhaps you're disabled, and all you can do is pray. Well, prayer is going to trump, and that's an unfortunate use of that word, going to trump everything. And we should pray for former President Trump. Perhaps he will repent about Operation Warp Speed. Perhaps God is not done with him. God is not done with any of us who are living and breathing. And we love all you listeners, and we thank God for the opportunity to tell the truth about God, about Jesus Christ and salvation, and about the threats to our beloved country. And it's so important that we let you know our Wednesday night program that's at 7 p.m. Eastern Time is changing the frequency to 9.350. Again, that's 9350 megahertz. So don't miss out. Good night.